Hello everyone, thanks for being here and welcome back to the channel as always. First and foremost, I'd like to apologize for my voice. I still have the same cold and hopefully that will resolve itself as soon as possible. But as we close out 2025 tonight, I've been thinking a lot about what the next 12 months might bring. I think that 2026, well, it feels like one of those hinge years where a lot of the trends that have been building up quietly for a while now could finally tip into something more visible, more consequential. Thus, I've put together a set of predictions across geopolitics, technology, demographics, the economy, security, and a few cultural shifts that I think are worth watching closely. Now, some of these predictions are optimistic, some of them are uncomfortable, and there are a few straight-up uncertains, wild cards, if you like. But they're all grounded in patterns that I've been tracking over the past several years. So grab a drink, settle in, and let's walk through what I see coming in 2026. And remember, these are just predictions. I don't have a crystal ball, nobody does. And we'll do this one topic at a time. I'll lay out my reasoning and, in certain circumstances, key data points and why I think each one matters. Now, of course, if you disagree with any of it, drop me your thoughts in the comment section below, as I'm always interested in where I might be off or off base. So let's get started. And sorry for the police siren in the background there. Now, I'm going to start by telling you I'm summarizing these as succinctly as possible, and we're starting with geopolitics and international conflicts, as I think that that is probably the most important in the world today. And what I see is that global polarization will intensify, particularly if the United States continues to reduce its support for the Ukraine, which looks almost certain. And this could potentially allow Russia to have a more free hand in the conflict in that region and escalate operations. And then, of course, this would exacerbate the divisions between Russia and the EU and within the EU itself, as we've seen in countries such as Hungary, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic that aren't going along with the diktats that come out of Brussels. Also, potentially hybrid conflicts may increase, including that of Russia, NATO, and confrontations with regards to not only the Ukraine, but also in areas such as Baltic states and their infrastructure, as well as heightened risks of cyber-related incidents, especially in the Taiwan Strait. And I would give an estimate of this being somewhere in the 50-50 chance of at least minor events occurring over the next year. Given the drop-off in support for Ukraine, I see the conflict potentially concluding in the second half of 2026 with a negotiated settlement, and will most likely be on terms that are very much less than favorable for the Ukraine. While I also see rising European populism that could strain EU trade cohesion as well as the stability of the continent itself and contribute even more to the deglobalization of the trade organizations around the planet. And this would raise costs for, well, almost everyone. The next area I'd like to look at is AI and technology. And I think 2026 will be the year that advancements in artificial intelligence could extend beyond digital applications into physical realms. And that includes not only autonomous robotics for practical tasks, but also AI could start seriously posing challenges to those with advanced professional occupations. And these occupations could be legal professionals, paralegals, and junior associates, accountants and auditors, software developers and programmers, especially in entry to mid-level, also management and strategy consultants, market research analysts and financial analysts, medical professionals, especially in diagnostic roles such as radiologists, and also things like translators and interpreters. I think 2026 is going to be the year that AI, especially for those in so-called white-collar jobs, Well, they're going to be receiving the same kind of derision from the blue-collar workers that they gave them several years ago when they told them to learn to code. Because now, with AI, their jobs are going to be at risk. And we're going to be seeing that, I believe, this year in 2026. Also, given all of the information and data collected from the war in Ukraine, 2026 could see the advancement of military applications that could see, or we could see this year in 2026, hopefully not, but this year toward the end of the war in Ukraine, we could see large-scale operations featuring solely, and these operations conducted solely by drones. On a lighter note, I also think that we could see generative technologies being enabled to create digital virtual environments for gaming. I've seen this for at least for the last 6 months on Elon Musk's X and him cooing about it, where this AI technology could incorporate realistic landscapes, ecosystems, and interactive NPC or non-player characters through intuitive prompting systems developed by Google and, of course, xAI. The next section I think is very important because it plays into the long-term future of Western societies, and that is demographics and migration. In the United States, the non-Hispanic white population will fall below 58%, and this is being driven by growth in Hispanic and Asian and African communities, particularly in states like Texas and California, where the combined shares approach 30%. Over the pond in Europe, well, European metropolitan areas in countries such as Germany and France, well, they will see their native European population proportions drop further, even further, due to elevated birth rates in immigrant-descended households and ongoing mass, unrelenting migration pressures. And this obviously will be a strain on social cohesion in the Western parts of Europe. And this widening ancient ocean-wide gulf between Eastern and Western Europe, well, we've already seen that Eastern countries, exemplified by Poland's projected GDP growth of around 3.5 to 4% in coming years, well, it is being sustained by their relatively homogeneous societies. And I believe that they could experience stronger economic stability compared to their Western peers that are facing integration challenges along with a host or a plethora of other challenges that are being derived from their embrace of mass demographic and culturally transformative migration. Now, the next section is economy and commodities, and I should say I'm not giving any sort of advice, but I do believe that geopolitical instability could drive gold into a prolonged upward cycle, perhaps with prices potentially exceeding $4,500 per ounce. And this is because of the ongoing uncertainties in the world, as well as the drive toward not hyperinflation, but inflation pressures that have been going on since the COVID era. And this trend might interconnect with broader deglobalization effects, which are disrupting supply chains and elevating expenses across international trade networks. Now, the next section is more hypothetical, but it concerns society and culture in the workplace, I guess. As I see activism increasing in 2026 and the coming years after that, as DEI employees push back against reductions in diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, as they raise concerns yet again about broader fairness and equity issues that are now finally being pulled back or reined in by major corporations that are restructuring, along meritocratic lines. Moreover, and I've seen this already in print and in images in my travels over the past year, but I think that AI-generated personalities might become more common in targeted advertising and marketing, appearing alongside sometimes human influencers or just by themselves in niche campaigns, and potentially making it harder for consumers to distinguish between authentic endorsements, and synthetic ones. And probably one of the easiest predictions for me to make will be domestic politics in the United States, and that being the 2026 US midterm elections, will most likely align with established trends, especially given the poor polling data for President Donald Trump. And this will result in gains for the opposition party, the Democrats, and adjustments to congressional majorities. And these developments could also be unfolding amid persistent demographic shifts and cultural discussions. And I don't see this happening with significant upheaval, but they all do, or they all are interconnected. Now, one of the most exciting predictions I have for 2026, and probably the most probable, revolves around space exploration, and that is NASA's Artemis II mission could launch in 2026, sending a crew into lunar orbit for the first time since the Apollo program, which is more than 50 years ago. And yes, I do believe human beings landed on the moon. I don't believe it was faked. And this achievement might involve the astronauts testing systems in deep space and perhaps renewing interest in the exploration of space and preparations for subsequent lunar missions and perhaps a landing on the moon. I guess that would be the first one since 1972 or 1973. So, anyway, very exciting. I'm always interested in anything that revolves around space exploration, and I have been since I was a kid. So, this is a very, very exciting prediction for 2026. And finally, my wild card predictions, and they mostly revolve around security and risk. And these are completely wild card predictions, and we shall see in 2027 whether I get any of these correct. But I think that drone technologies, given their use in Ukraine, could or not could, will evolve to be instruments of asymmetrical threat, including potential non-state terrorist applications and extensive autonomous military operations that are reshaping conflict dynamics. Meaning, I see in 2026, perhaps, but it's inevitable that we are going to see non-state terrorist attacks on soft targets somewhere in the Western world. And it's just a matter of when, not if. And to be honest, I'm surprised this has not happened already. Next would be the low probability, high impact events that persist year in and year out. And they center around concerns that are encompassing things such as future pandemics, perhaps a real one this time. Other things like significant solar flares that are capable of disrupting infrastructure on Earth, or maybe even a super volcano. These kind of activities always happen, or these kind of events always happen, excuse me, when people least expect them, and they define years or several years, as we have seen with the previous so-called pandemic. Now, finally, and I think that this is a wild card, but one that I think is probably fairly certain, is the rise in political violence in the United States and its escalation. And there have been already some analysts in 2025 indicating a sharp rise in incidences linked to left-wing ideologues and their ideologies in 2025, including attacks on immigration enforcement facilities, as well as ICE agents themselves, as well as high-profile assassinations. Think Charlie Kirk, and a year before that, the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. And these will potentially be connected to groups like Antifa or their similar ilk. And the heightened tensions around the 2026 midterm elections, well, this will be, I guess, a spur, excuse me, to the ideological divides that separate the American people. And adding to this, there have been reports from organizations such as CSIS, which is the Canadian equivalent to the FBI and CIA rolled up into one. And they have noted in Canada that left-wing attacks have reached levels not seen in decades during the first half of 2025 in that country, while right-wing incidences have declined sharply. So there you have it. Those are my predictions for 2026. I'm not sure how many I will get right, how many I'll get wrong. I don't know. What do you think? Leave me your thoughts in the comment section below. As well, you could leave me your predictions for 2026, and I'll read all of them. With that, I'd like to say thank you very much for watching. Thank you for being here in 2025, and I look forward to having you here as my audience and my listeners in 2026. Best wishes, Happy New Year, and have a great, great, great New Year day. Hopefully not with a hangover. Bye for now.